Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody deserves expectation of privacy. The only way I cannot have expectation of privacy is if I open my window or open the door or something. This includes corporations like a condominium, too. They must abide by that law as well. Well, unfortunately, for the last over, you know, I lived in a home. It is with LA County Recorder, City Mortgage. Yes, it's a federal level that I own a home. If I wasn't a homeowner, I would be with a mortgage account. Okay, but unfortunately, as I own a home, I had dealt with individuals in my near environment who did not want to respect my boundary. I felt the gossiping and around my roof, I had to cover my windows in the past. And they felt that they had a right to violate that. They made up stories about my diagnosis, stuff like that. I didn't have a lot of proof in that situation, but they had no right to. And defamation, if going around, I will be filing a lawsuit. They also will be put in jail with any device on my home that I haven't found. But the topic of the show is trying to get me to lose my home in 15 years. And when you are bringing it up, because these individuals have an intent for me to lose my home ownership, move back to apartment building in LA County or something that's inhibiting, I'm too high functioning for that. Or, voting here, I'm too high functioning. That's never going to happen in this lifetime. If it do, I will be dead before it happened. However, finding a home in, you know, by 15 years, it's up to me because I have to sell the property because I'm the one who's only legally entitled to it. Because when I do sell it, I will be looking for another home. That would be the way it has to be. I don't think that's going to happen. What I perceive is going to be leaving the county altogether, but that is the other possible option. But I can't explain because, things can't be personal. Now, if there's an investigation by a public servant, I was told by the L.A. police chief as well as the administration that no police officer or no worker or anybody can investigate looking inside someone's violating my civil rights. Okay, if they do, they can lose their job or they can be fired. Now, these incidents that I bring up were allegations made by individuals whose goal is to try to get me to leave. Had to do with racism, it had to do with jealousy and so on. They don't know how to mind their business. And I bring up all these different issues is because they have this goal to get me to leave my condo. They want another person to live here who's innocent, other people to live here who have owns homes, and it had to do with what I look like, and it had to do with their criminal intentions. I have made this statement over and over again because individuals in my near environment do not understand to mind their business. They don't understand that when they harass or try to get me to sell my home or possibly violate my boundaries on the inside, my expectation of privacy, they commit a possible felony and a misdemeanor. It doesn't matter what position or status they are in. They cannot do that. I have nobody else allowed to do this. I give no one authorization. If I sell my home in 15 years, it would be up to me. And they should have a home foundation involved because if there's corruption here, people cannot do these things. The gossiping in the window about allegations, making allegations about my health and so on, is no excuse. And while it is in itself, it's defamation and some ulterior motives, no excuse to use that to violate a fundamental law or civil right as well as as commit a criminal misdemeanor or felony that could put them in prison. Trying to get me to lose my home in 15 years is wrong. You should not harass other homeowners or try to get someone to leave because of your racial or criminal intent. If you don't like somebody, then that you live next door in a condominium or a township, then go and move. I do know that I have read many stories all over the United States where African-American or minorities, gay, et cetera, have moved into homes, either a regular house or moved into a condo, and they experience harassment because of their skin color, race, origin, or so on. There has been many stories where they have had the housing development coming in to investigate. There have been many places been fined, and many places have been closed down, as well as lawsuits, as well as jail, people put in jail because of discrimination in housing. I talked to somebody about my experiences. They believe that it is discrimination. So I have to get somebody involved in the government because to make sure that my rights are being protected. Because when an individual try to discriminate me on race or religion or any type of retaliation, racketeering, because I complain or so on, it requires intervention. For the corporation, a housing association, or any place where there's a possible violation, requires someone from the government to be involved, especially if it's involving some conspiracy or so on and so on. And I do feel that I live near individuals outside my condo or others, and I told this to the board of directors who I work with, that these individuals, because of their ulterior motives and because of their inability to mind their business and their refusal to follow basic laws and to deal and to have a common sense purpose in dealing with other people, that my right to expectation of privacy under law of California and my rights and others, they will continue to violate that, creating a vacuum where legal action as well as criminal action may be involved with putting them their selves and their situations in jeopardy. It's important that we all have the law and abide by the law and respect other individuals. This is Dove Knight, and thank you for listening.